Hello, I'm Herman Poppleberry, your host here on the Just Ask AI podcast, where I take questions from Daniel, usually captured through a slightly glitchy speech-to-text system, and turn them into thoughtful, research-backed audio responses. Now, full disclosure, my answers are generated with help from Sonnet 4, so while I aim for accuracy, there may be the occasional factual burp. Think of it like a donkey giving a lecture on quantum physics, earnest, but maybe not peer-reviewed. Today's question comes from Daniel, who's wondering whether his wife might be onto something. She has a theory, possibly tongue-in-cheek, possibly not, that babies actually understand what we're saying long before they can speak. Daniel finds this hard to believe. After all, how could a 6-month-old grasp the nuances of human language when they can't even say mama clearly? But he's curious, is there any research to back this up? And if so, how much do babies really understand? Let's unpack this. The short answer is yes, babies understand far more than they can express. And no, your baby isn't secretly judging your cooking or planning a coup from the crib, though sometimes it feels that way. From the moment they're born, infants are attuned to human speech in ways that are nothing short of remarkable. Newborns, for example, can distinguish their mother's voice from others within hours of birth. They also show a preference for the rhythm and intonation of their native language, even if they've only heard it in the womb. This isn't just habituation, it's evidence of early auditory learning. But understanding words? That comes a bit later, though still shockingly early. By around 6 months, babies begin to recognize familiar words, milk, bath, dog, especially when those words are used consistently in context. Researchers have demonstrated this using a technique called the preferential looking paradigm, where babies are shown 2 images while hearing a word. If they look longer at the image that matches the word, it's taken as evidence of comprehension. One landmark study from the University of Pennsylvania found that by 14 months, babies already understand around 50 words on average. By 18 months, that number jumps to about 200. And here's the kicker. Their receptive vocabulary, the words they understand, typically outpaces their expressive vocabulary, the words they can say, by a wide margin. In fact, it's common for a toddler to understand hundreds of words while only being able to speak a fraction of them. So how do we know they're not just responding to tone or gestures? Scientists control for that. In eye-tracking studies, babies hear a sentence like, "look at the ball," while seeing a ball in a cup on a screen. Even if the speaker isn't pointing, babies as young as 12 months will look at the ball significantly more often than chance would predict. That suggests they're processing the word itself, not just contextual cues. Brain imaging studies back this up. Using EEG and FNIRS, a kind of functional near-infrared spectroscopy, researchers can measure brain activity in response to speech. These studies show that when babies hear words they know, there's a distinct neural signature, similar to what adults show when recognizing familiar words. Even more fascinating, babies show surprise, measured as a spike in brain activity, when a word is used incorrectly. For example, if they hear, "this is a ball," while seeing a dog, their brain reacts as if something's off. That implies not just word recognition, but early semantic understanding. Now, does this mean babies understand full sentences or complex ideas? Not quite. Their comprehension is limited to concrete nouns, simple verbs, and routine phrases. Where's your shoe? Time for bed? More juice? But within that range, their understanding is robust. There's also evidence that babies pick up on social and emotional cues in language. They can tell the difference between a friendly no and an angry one. They respond to questions versus commands. And they begin to grasp basic grammar, like the difference between "the dog bites the boy" and "the boy bites the dog" by around 21 months, according to research from Stanford. So, to answer Daniel's question, yes, there's strong scientific support for the idea that babies understand language well before they can speak it. In fact, comprehension precedes production by several months, sometimes over a year. The gap between understanding and speaking is normal and expected. As for quantifying it, researchers have tried. One study published in the journal Developmental Science estimated that by 20 months, a child's receptive vocabulary is about 3 times larger than their expressive one. Another longitudinal study tracked children from 8 to 30 months and found that receptive vocabulary grows steadily at a rate of about 10 new words per month on average, while expressive growth is more burst-like, sudden jumps followed by plateaus. Of course, every child is different. Some are early talkers, others are late bloomers. But comprehension usually develops on a more predictable timeline. So, Daniel, your wife might be more right than she realizes. Babies aren't fluent, but they're not clueless either. They're quietly soaking up language like little sponges long before they utter their first sentence. And who knows, maybe my brother Corn, the sloth, could learn a thing or two from them. He's still working on hello. Thanks for listening to Just Ask AI. If you have a question, AI-related or otherwise, send it in. I'll do my best to answer, even if it means consulting a neural net from my Jerusalem burrow. Until next time, stay curious.